This is the Coordinating Committee teleconference, Committee of Pacific and National Board. I am the chair, Jack Van Aken. Welcome. Thank you for listening. Thank you for paying attention and caring. We have an agenda which I sent out earlier today, which instructs me to call the meeting to order, which I will do. This meeting is hereby called to order. Mary, do you think you could call the roll?
Yes. Okay. Nia Bidiakko.
Present.
Sherry Gendelman.
Present.
Ambrose Lane. Ifean Wangaza.
Here.
Sarah Randhawa. Jamie Ross.
Here.
Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Jack Van Aken.
Here.
Mary Berg is present. Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Okay, I think unless those other two got on, that's it. And Ambrose Lane and Sarah Randhawa are not present. Everybody else is.
Okay, thank you very much. Would somebody like to serve as timekeeper?
This is me. I'll be the timekeeper.
Okay. Nia will serve as timekeeper. Okay, I forgot to include approve agenda in the agenda, and if we don't do that, we'll never approve the agenda, so I'm going to put approve agenda in here. And one item I would like to add, because people have been talking about that there's just so much confusion about what's going on with the organization, I would like to add an item, communications, immediately following affiliate directors' elections. So communications would be the new number 5. And I give it 5 minutes for starters.
Thank you.
Any objection? Jamie?
I have no objection.
Okay.
I had a question, actually.
Sure.
Is this the committee that deals with information requests?
I think we're supposed to deal with a certain type. Not director's inspections, but, requests for information. There was a period where there were so many requests coming from the LSBs and from the PNB when this was this new governance structure was getting started, that somebody needed to coordinate those requests for information. So there is a policy on communication, which was erroneously applied to the director's inspections, partly as my error. The answer is yes.
This might be off topic. I'll be very brief. I'm interested in trying to find out, we got the Arbitron report at the D.C. meeting, and I was wondering if we got any newer ones.
Bonnie knows how often they come out.
I don't know. I think they probably got the fall in.
I don't know how much there is to this item, but we could throw it onto the agenda somewhere.
Okay, well, if it's appropriate, but if not, I can do it by email. It's your guys' call.
If that's all there is to it, maybe you could just send an email to Sherry and Bonnie.
Okay.
I can find out. I mean, the rolling averages are out there all the time.
Wouldn't it be good to send it to everybody if it's on the thing?
Policy that you're talking about?
Yes.
I believe it was that you send it to the PNB and copy the coordinating. Well, we're on the PNB, but you send it to the people you're trying to get the information from, copy the PNB, and then the coordinating committee is supposed to look at it every couple of months and make sure it's happening.
Yeah, I'm just looking up that motion.
Yeah.
I know it's here somewhere.
I'll have it handy.
I can't see anybody forbidding. I mean...
No,
that's what I'll do. I'll follow up by email.
We don't have
to take any more committee time.
Okay.
Mary?
And
all... I am again off, and I can't keep connected. So, but I will find another computer. I will see my emails. So please include me in the emails of what you're doing, because I won't be able to see them right now.
Okay, fine.
So
we have amended
the other computer somewhere.
Okay, so you're offline. Okay, so we have.
I can't stay connected now.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mary. So I guess I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, we'll move on. Item two is next in-person PNB meeting. There's just been, I think, a little bit of a question or a cloud about the what seems to me to be evident that the next in-person meeting would be held in January in Los Angeles. At least one director has suggested that we're required to hold four in-person meetings and therefore there should be another in-person meeting this year. I don't see that that's a practical reality. Does anyone have a comment on the question of the fourth in-person meeting for 08?
I'd like, as they see, I'd like to make a comment.
Okay.
I think that that folk are prepared to agree that a fourth meeting is impractical. I think that the concern is that the PNB was not consulted and let and it come to that, as opposed to it being notified that someone or some others had made that decision without the authority to do so. And I would urge that such steps as may be taken to rectify that be taken.
Okay. Any other comment?
Sherry.
Sherry, go ahead.
I think that I don't know what those comments meant, since nobody made a decision other than the reality of the finances, and that it would have been contemptuous of the staff of the five networks and the archives, and I think just demonstrate a wanton disregard for listeners' funds to calendar a fourth meeting. There were no secret cabals of anybody who decided that. I think reality is what provided the impetus and foundation for the PNB acting responsibly in not holding a fourth meeting this year.
This is Wendy.
Wendy, go ahead, but I'd like to guide the discussion towards something practical. Maybe recriminations back and forth aren't going to really help us move forward. So with that advisement, Wendy, go ahead, and I'm going to speak.
Okay. I mean, the way I understand, unless I missed something, was that there was just some announcement about, hey, get ready for the January meeting, with no discussion at all amongst the PNB. Now Sherry's sounding like there was some discussion amongst somebody, but there does. The whole point is, just, you know, it needs to be the PNB's idea, and they'll go for it. Just say, hey, guys, you know, reality of the situation, as you all know, is it doesn't look practical for us to have a PNB meeting. What do you know? So we're deciding not to have one. They can argue with you if they want, but I mean, just, you know, rather than just. Some people knowing it's a done deal is not the same. It's just promote harmony by, like, saying people, it's really impractical to have a fourth meeting. We already do. We do know it, but I'm not saying what I mean very well, but I just, never mind.
Okay. Thank you, Wendy. I think that there is, there has been hesitancy. I mean, this meeting has to be planned for the next meeting. And initially, I did send a message out because I was concerned that nothing was going to happen here at KPFK, and we needed to get moving on the January meeting. It didn't occur to me that there was going to be concern about having a December meeting or something. It seemed way impractical and unlikely. But this being Pacifica, the question was raised at which point our general manager said, well, what's going on? And I decided, well, let's take it to coordinating and see, you know, vet this concept before we make any further plans. So our LSB chair and our general manager are essentially waiting to see if they should go ahead and make preliminary, I guess preliminary plans to be brought to the PNB for approval on the date and venue and expense. So, I mean, I would like to be able to tell them to go ahead. I just want to know if there's going to be opposition or if there's going to be an uproar, and then people who are just doing their best with good intentions who aren't aware of this conflict, you know, might get caught into it. And I'd rather see that doesn't happen. So, I mean, I would like, at least with this committee, to say that it's all right to, for them to move ahead and start seeking out venues and arrangements for lodging and transportation. So I would entertain a motion to that effect.
Do you have any dates in mind? Does anybody have dates?
Well, it's just about got to be the last two weekends in January.
That's
what it's called for in the bylaws, and we elect the directors are elected early in January, and so the meeting has to be late in January. So it would be Thursday the 22nd or Thursday the 29th.
I would move for Thursday the 29th, that the next meeting of the PMB be scheduled for that date. I'm driving, so I have no access to any documents or anything, but that I would so move that.
Well,
what
I would suggest, so that we don't start acting like an executive committee, is that we just recommend that preliminary plans be made for that weekend to be brought.
Well, why don't you have them check the last two weekends? I mean,
yeah.
It depends on when the fund drives are too.
Yeah, I understand. Kay is going to be in drive in January, so it may be forced into the last weekend. I don't know what the schedule is.
This is Bonnie.
Okay, Bonnie, go ahead.
I was going to suggest the fourth weekend of January, which is actually the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. In the case of KPFA, I believe we go into Fund Drive right after that.
Right after.
So that we would be in Fund Drive that next weekend of the 30th and 31st.
Well, I think that the smart thing to do would be to suggest that they explore both weekends, because some venues might not be available on one or
true.
The other. And then we'll see how that works, jives with the fund drives and Kay's fund drive.
Kay's fund drive is the one we really have to worry about.
Yeah, that's going to be the most crucial, because it's going to be very complicated to try to do a in-person meeting the same week of fund drive. Plus, it's almost guaranteed the station's going to be pretty exhausted whenever this meeting happens.
I bet their fund drive is not till the end of January, but
yeah.
Let's find out.
Yeah, well, hopefully I can find out tonight. The GM, PD, I'll be meeting with them
cool.
as scheduled, which I hope to get out of here relatively quickly. So anyway, Sherry, could you make your motion that the PNB in-person meeting plans be explored for either of the last two weekends in January?
Yes, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Okay.
I would like to, it's not been seconded, and I don't know if the one's necessary.
You don't have to second it in a committee.
You don't need to in the committee.
That there be some language in it to acknowledge the PMB's responsibility for making the decision
yes.
to forego the December meeting and to proceed to the January meeting.
You mean a whereas clause, perhaps?
Okay. What was that? Is that Nia?
That was
Sophia.
It was Sophia. Okay. Your phone sounded different. Okay.
Whereas holding the fourth in-person meeting for 2008 would be impractical at this point.
Yeah, due to financial considerations.
Yeah. Okay, so it'll be whereas holding the fourth in-person PNB meeting for 2008 would be impractical at this point.
I'm sorry, it's financially impractical.
Well, it's just...
Well, and logistically.
Actually, yeah, it's also logistically impractical.
Yeah. The PNB meeting should be planned for either of the last two weekends in January.
Coordinating committee recommends the PNB meeting.
Yeah,
you know,
committee recommended
yeah.
it, and then the rest of it that PNB explored the last two weekends in January 2009,
yeah.
right?
That's good.
Okay.
Very good. Mary, are you getting this down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes?
Nia?
Time is up.
Time is up. I think we can just go to a vote on this if there's no need for discussion, if nobody feels a craving to discuss this further. We can just get Mary to read it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay. I have, whereas, since holding a fourth in-person PNB meeting for 2008 would be impractical at this point, the coordinating committee recommends that the PNB explore holding the next in-person meeting on either of the last two weekends in January 2009.
Okay, very good.
Just a friendly suggestion. Did you say financially and logistically impractical? Does everybody know
yeah.
you do the finances line?
It didn't say financially. It just was. It's not practical
yeah,
in any way.
People said it.
Is that what you want to add? I don't have that word as part of it.
You can put it in, Mary. Financially and logistically. You just put it in.
Financially, that's good. Impractical, financially,
and logistically.
That's good. That's
all right.
Good.
Okay. Is there any objection to the motion? Okay. Hearing none, it's approved, and we can move on. Get my agenda up. PNB minutes for 2008. Mary. We have a pretty serious backlog.
Well, okay, what I am trying to find some... I'm supposed to be having my phone company is supposed to fix the mistakes and fix... The problem's all been troubleshot down to that error, and the phone is holding it up. As soon as that happens, I can send this backlog. I don't have a way of doing it by fax, but anyway, I have the meetings. I have the notes, the draft
yeah.
meetings. I reconstituted them all after they got wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I have them all.
You mean up
but
until
I'm just
they,
waiting
up
a way to send it to people. And
you mean up until
has,
up until they got wiped out, or up through the wipeout? I mean, are there some that you just don't have and can't recover because they were closed and they're not recorded?
I have a semblance of all of them. I have what I have. Now,
yeah.
I do have my memory device is being looked at by the manufacturer to see if they can recall anything, but the executive ones are only the minutes, and fortunately, I mean, I have the roll call. I have all that because I have that on paper.
Yeah.
And if the language, I mean, they're draft minutes. They're the best I can reconstitute. If anything is incomplete, pending something to hear from Sanders, then, you know, maybe somebody will notice that something was left out. But there's stuff there.
Was there any movement on that effort to recover data from that disk?
They are supposed to be getting back to me. They allow to take 4 to 6 weeks, so
uh-huh.
they're still in their window. So it's coming to the end of their window, so I should be hearing something in the next couple of weeks, I would think.
Okay.
Something, a week or so, something like that.
All right. Does anyone have any suggestions or comments on the backlog of minutes for 2008?
This is Nia.
Nia, go ahead.
Yeah, You said that you have some, Mary?
I was working with whatever is in my computer, and some of the files had whatever wiped out the memory thing, that also messed up my computer, so my files are all messed up. And I know that earlier in October, I sent people a draft minutes in it, and everybody, I saw to my horror that was just some rough notes. That wasn't supposed to be the minutes at all. So then I've had to go through all the files that exist in my computer and make sure what they say they are.
Mary,
so that's what I've been doing.
Mary, I just want to give other people the opportunity to speak. What I'm trying to get at, you said you have some. Where do you have them? Because the ones that you have, could they be forwarded to who's out there by you? I don't know.
My problem is I can't get online now to send any, to forward any.
Okay, all right, fine, no problem.
That's a different problem. There were several problems. This is a telephone company problem, and they have not issued a bureaucratic problem. They have not issued the ticket to do their end of the DSL so that my provider can go ahead and restore what they messed up. The phone.
Okay, thank you.
This is Wendy.
The problem is to get them. If I could fax them if I had. That's not feasible. I can't even.
Okay. All right.
Do that right now.
Thanks, Mary. I have Wendy on the stack. Wendy, go ahead.
It's horrible to hear about all these different problems with it, but we really have to reconstitute these minutes. So whether, I guess it's hard to tell, Mary, even which ones you have and which ones you don't, correct?
I can't tell you right off this minute. I can't tell you right off the top of my head here, but I can... But I know which ones I have. I can certainly get a list to it and list of them. And I sometimes can get my emails, though I can't send files. But I can send an email list of what I have. That I can do.
I can't do it right now.
But when I get to somebody else's computer and get online, I can.
Well, I'm just thinking. At this point, that you need help, and there's 22 other people on the board, and a lot of them do take notes and stuff, and so it just seems like at this point we have to go back and redo them or something because we can't.
They're all done. I just can't get them to you. This is all going to be solved in the next week because this has been moving. I mean, different stages have been going through, and now. I've had to isolate all the equipment I had and see where the problem is. There's now no problems with my router, my modem, my none of that. So it's clearly in the phone company, and they've been ordered. But another order was issued by my ISP. So it's just
a
matter of them just sending just a switch. Yep. That's all they have to do.
Mary, let Wendy complete her.
I don't know how.
I'm thinking to be really creative here, like take up a collection amongst ourselves, get you cable internet, borrow a laptop from the national office. There's different things that we can do if we understand what the problem is. And we don't have to talk about it here on this public meeting, but we can help you.
Yeah, okay. We can think see, that's a good idea. If anybody has creative idea. Okay,
after the call. I just want to make a couple other points. Echoing what Wendy said, some of us do keep roll call sheets, so we should be able to reconstitute something. It's just hard if we don't have text of motions. And then the other thing is we're reaching a point now where it's hard to tell which minutes we have approved because we don't have the minutes from the meetings where they were approved. So it's creating this sort of vacuum where we don't even know what we don't have.
Where they were approved?
We don't have minutes of the meetings where prior minutes were approved. So it's hard to say which minutes have been approved. We may have draft minutes and we're not. I'm having a hard time.
Would it help if I just... I can make a handwritten list and then can send you an email of which ones...
Yeah,
what is it...
catalog of what you've got, at least, and what's been approved and what hasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, that would help a lot.
Okay.
All right, great.
How can you send it to him if you can't email?
I can email from a different computer, from a different location. I can't get my files from a different computer. I can't get my files out on my computer someplace else, but I can send an email, you know, using KPFA-berg in a cafe, you know. So, you know, that...
That would be
so
great.
I could I can send a list like that. Okay, so that's
okay.
What I can do.
That'd be a start.
What I understand, you'd like to have is the list.
Yeah, a catalog of what you've got and what has been approved and what is you have in draft form.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot. If there's no further comment.
Yeah, we have 2 minutes left, and I'd just like to say something friendly.
Yeah.
Maybe someone on the call could take today's minutes of the coordinating committee. I hate to ask, but maybe, Bonnie, can you do it just so we have these minutes? Because I assume we don't have any coordinating committee minutes either, right?
Yes, you do. You had those before. We haven't had that many. The last meeting, I can send that in an email. We didn't have a quorum, so all we did was set the next meeting. And the meeting before that had already gone out. That was quite a while ago.
Okay, well, we'll look.
So there's only this one, and I'm taking notes so that, you know, I can
we'll
have that mission.
I'll take some notes.
Pardon?
Nia, are you through?
Yeah, I think Bonnie just said that she would take them just in case.
I'm just hooking on a headset, and I'll take some just so we have a backup.
Okay.
I don't want to belabor it either, but could I just ask one question, Mary?
Sure.
It sounds like right now your problem is getting online. Is the stuff that you do have on a laptop or a desktop?
It's in a laptop or it's in my memory. I think it's mostly in the laptop. Okay, it's also in an external hard drive for sure. I'm not sure if it's all in my laptop to tell you right now.
Could we take it over to KPFA and then get you online there?
I tried that once and that didn't work. Let me just see if they get back to me tomorrow, because this order was Friday. It was Thursday or Friday, and they've got to be responding by tomorrow as to when they're going to get this done. And then I could then get with Michael Yoshida and figure some way with him I could pursue that, okay, as one possibility if there's going to be more big delay about this.
Oh, okay. Okay, thanks. Yeah. So we'll look into the... Yeah, Nia?
Time is up.
Okay. There's no need to pursue this any further, I hope. Okay. We can move on to the affiliate director's election. Deadline was Saturday. Nominations, as I understand it, any nomination materials are supposed to be forwarded to the PNB. I haven't seen any.
I got one from Athea, and there might have been a late one. I got one and possibly two, and I would recommend that the nomination period be extended, because I think that one or two isn't going to make it for us, and for some reason, I'm not understanding how the outreach was done to request nominations, but... Assuming I'm the only person that is receiving them.
No, I get them too when I've read my email, but I've only seen Afia's and then the one person from WS. It's a low power FM, and he was the only one, and that his application said there was no other person who was applying from there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's all I know of.
I assume they both arrived by the deadline?
Yeah.
He self-nominated?
I'm sorry?
He self-nominated?
I presume so. Yeah, I guess he did. Since he was the only one, I guess his I guess he was approved by other people, but I haven't got that in front of me right now. But
okay, I'm going to move that the period of time for affiliate nominations be extended by 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah, that would have to be approved by the PNB. We wouldn't have the authority to do that, so it would be a recommendation.
Yes.
And we would have to call a special meeting of the PNB. All right, Cindy, your question?
Well, okay, let me have a statement first. Actually, we could do something that we haven't done at all, and we can ask for unanimous written consent from the board and just make everybody send an email saying that they approve anything. We can do it on anything. Unanimous written consent means unanimous, but, we can do that.
And we've never done it.
Okay.
Great. If there's not going to be opposition,
I don't think
better
so.
Do it quick before anybody gets any ideas.
Okay.
I'm kidding, but
okay. And then another question. So the next meeting of the PNB is not until December 7th. Did I get that right last night?
Correct.
Yeah, that's the next scheduled meeting, and we do have holidays coming up.
And I know, and we have a whole bunch of stuff that we need to deal with. I'm hoping that you're planning on calling a couple of more meetings.
That's actually the next item.
Okay.
Priorities for the rest of the year.
Well, okay. I asked it in the context of the affiliates director. So if we extend for 2 weeks from the deadline?
Saturday, last Saturday. So that would be till the 29th 29th.
Well, then Sherry's just saying it should be from today, 2 weeks from today. I don't know.
I don't care. We could do, like, December, because you have that Thanksgiving weekend for that, people are...
Not exactly 2 weeks if you have a major holiday.
Right. That is a major holiday. So
extend till the 1st. December.
Okay, well, my concern is that we have enough time to deal with them once.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe if we only have two candidates, it won't take very long at all. But anyway, I'll tell you that I forwarded an email to the NSCB list asking for people if they wanted to apply. I know it's been on the GRC list.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if our affiliates coordinator could send out, or if she has, or she could send out something to all the affiliates reminding them about this, and then we would at least get a sense of whether people just aren't interested or they didn't.
I'll send her an email. I'll send her an email tomorrow.
Okay.
I'd like to make a comment.
Yes. Okay.
I'm the person who has sent it on the GRC list at least three times. In addition to that, it went out to the affiliates list and the affiliates task force. In addition to which, several people on the affiliates task force assumed responsibility for calling people that they thought would be good candidates who declined.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not as if there was an effort to keep it a secret or a failure of outreach. It's a lack of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should just do it for 1 week.
Okay. Yeah. So let's not melt down here. Thank you for clearing that up, Afia. That really helps to know that at least we're doing the outreach, and it's just not that we're not getting the response because people have other priorities. It would be a polite way of putting it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get in touch with Ursula tomorrow.
This is me and Jack.
Yeah, I just on the comment that maybe it should be just 1 week, I think that it does imply that it's going to be harder, and then shortening the period isn't necessarily going to do anything. But so I think maybe we should stick with our 2 week proposal. Okay, Nia, go ahead.
Yes, that's what I was going to say, exactly what you just said. And to make it exactly, you might want to make it, 10 exact business days? Because for it to, how is it being sent? Via email, and how is it supposed to be sent? That's number one. And number two, could I cross-talk with Afia, please, Jeff?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Afia? Did you get this feedback as to why people aren't interested?
Some people were not interested because they, as Jack said, they had other priorities. They had circumstances at their stations that required them, that they felt required their full attention. Other people felt that the situation, that the Pacifica situation is such that it would take more time than they were willing, and politics than they were willing to be involved with. Other people just didn't respond, period.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you satisfied, Nia?
Yes, that would be my recommendation, to make it 10 full business days, wherever that brings us.
Business day starting.
I would say starting tomorrow, because we're just making the decision now.
Yeah, that makes December 2nd.
That seems reasonable.
Okay, Afia?
I have a question. First of all, a question about the authority to do that. Number one. Number two is, what does that mean in logistical terms? The election and notice and being able to attend the January meeting so that the director, the persons who are elected, are not not only disadvantaged but inconvenient.
I can answer that.
Mm-hmm.
The affiliate director election should take place in December because to be seated in January, I don't see any reason why, if we're extending till the 2nd, say, that we couldn't have the election by the 21st of December.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and as far as the convenience goes, we'll actually be electing our regular PNB directors are elected early in January, so they have even a shorter time window. In fact, last year our directors were elected on a Monday or a Tuesday and had to fly out on Thursday of the same week. So it's not a very well-thought-out schedule, to be sure. But the affiliate directors should be doing a little bit better than the rest of us. is that...
On the question of authority?
The authority would have to come from the PNB, and that's what we're asking for, is unanimous consent from the PNB for the extension.
What Sherry's problems are with the two applicants that we have at this point?
Sherry, is that, apparently that's a question to you?
I don't know what you mean by what my problems are with the applicants.
I
don't understand the question. I don't remember saying I had a problem with the applicants. I had a problem with the lack of applicants.
Yeah, I think it's that there's not much of a pool here. In fact, I was looking at, out of curiosity, what happens if there's a vacancy. And if there's a vacancy in the for an affiliate seat, it doesn't get filled until the next election. It's a very strange provision in the bylaws.
Oh, goodness. May I just make one comment, Jack?
Yes, Nia.
Yeah, I didn't hear Sherry said there was a problem, unless she said and I missed it. I think what I see as a problem based on what Mary and Sherry said was that one, was received on time, and the other one was late. So if that's the case, and we stuck to the old deadline, maybe we would be. So
Mary said that the second one was on time.
They were both on time, yeah.
They were both on time.
Oh, okay.
So that's not an issue.
Jack?
Yes, Wendy, go ahead.
I hadn't thought of it that way. You know, you actually have two people that did put it in on time. Now, let me just tell you that the way it was done the first 2 years, I believe,
was it was more of like the affiliates alliance. There was interest at the time, and the affiliates alliance kind of got together and chose their two people. We only got two candidates for the affiliates directors the first 2 years.
That's right.
Because they just decided who they wanted, and nobody else applied.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Is unanimous consent looking less likely?
No. Well, not for me.
Not for you. Okay. Because I don't want to start something if it's just, you know, already doomed.
Okay.
So I think we have a motion that the coordinating committee will recommend a call for unanimous consent on an extension of 10 business days of the affiliate director's election. Okay, who was trying to speak?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Let's see. The coordinating committee recommends that the chair of the PNB put out a request for unanimous consent, or issue a request for unanimous consent to extend the affiliate director's election.
Unanimous consent to what, please? That last
to extend
word.
The affiliate director's nomination period by 10 business days.
Okay.
Effective November 18th.
Effective November tomorrow, November 18th.
So then through December 2nd? That would be the 10 business day, right? I think you said, Jack.
That's what I counted. If you take out Thanksgiving and leave in the Friday, it would be... If you start from the 18th, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Actually, it takes it up to the 3rd.
So December 3rd.
Starting from the 18th, yeah, December 3rd.
I just was suggesting it would be better to have a date rather than to say 10.
I think you're correct. It would be December 3rd, midnight.
Okay. Through... Midnight of December 3rd, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pacific time.
Pacific time? Or don't we always do Eastern time, don't we?
Well, not only are we headquartered in the West Coast, it actually gives 3 more hours.
We've always said,
Mary.
Yeah.
No, we always do California.
Wendy, what do you think? What you've been around?
We've always done it Pacific time, Pacific time people turn it in at midnight.
Yeah.
The other people, they do get a couple extra hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you did it the other way around, people would be missing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is done by email, Jeff?
The unanimous consent?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
No. Mm-hmm. How they're sent in, because only Sherry and Mary got them. I thought I heard you said they're supposed to be sent to the PNB.
The nominations, they're supposed to be forwarded to the board.
They're forwarded to the board by the secretary, not by the applicant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it can go either way.
Yeah, if Mary
gets online. The instructions that have been posted provide or require that it be sent to the chair and the secretary,
okay.
And the secretary forwards them.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion on the floor. Mary, do you have a motion?
Let's see if I have the exact... Okay. The coordinating committee recommends that the chair of the PNB put out a request for unanimous consent of the PNB, right? I'm just adding that, okay. To extend the affiliate nominating period through midnight, extend the nominating period through midnight of December 3rd Pacific Times. Nominations are to be sent to the secretary and the chair, and will be forwarded to the board by the secretary.
Good. Okay. Is there any opposition to the motion?
I oppose the motion.
Fia, I respectfully have to ask you, in
yeah,
that instance, I have to ask you to recuse yourself. Because
you're right. I'm
conflict
sorry.
Of interest, although I certainly value your participation in the discussion. We have a recusal. Is there any other opposition to the motion? Okay, hearing none, that motion is approved. We can move on to, I think, the new number five, which is communications. Wendy, do you want to take this, introduce this?
Yeah, I'm just getting very concerned that people are getting bits and pieces of information about what's going on with the PNB, and it's stuff that affects everybody. And you know, for KPFK to be blindsided by hearing that there was talk of using their building as collateral, I just really think that the PNB needs to issue a public statement. You know, this it's done all the time, and it's you know, it's best to get your story out there before everybody else puts theirs out, and then you're like in defense mode. So I'm not sure how to do it. We don't have anybody who does that kind of thing, and I keep saying, well, I'd like to do it, but I haven't had any time to do anything. So what I was thinking is what would be best is if someone could just write one, forward it to the board, and people could add little pieces to it, and we don't need a meeting to do it, I don't think. I mean, if we do that, you know, and discuss our public statement in our public meetings, it's just like a cartoon, you know. We just need to write a statement to explain, you know, why the foundation is considering taking out a loan and what we're doing about interim ED and stuff like that.
Mm.
So
I'm going to call on the PNB chair.
What?
Sherry, do you want to respond to Wendy's suggestion that someone somewhere write something to public consumption that explains where we are and why we should feel good about it?
Well, you know, I think that a lot of my consideration around that is that from fundraising people who I have spoken to, that, for instance, predicating a pitch for funds on the fact that you're having a severe financial crisis often has the exact opposite effect, in that people tend to shy away from an organization that they consider to be floundering or failing in some way. So whatever statement is crafted, it has to be, I think, in a way that puts a positive spin on a very difficult situation. Otherwise, the statement could end up having a negative impact on our ability to raise funds from people. So I don't, you know, in terms of the staff, you know, I, because of these Thursday morning meetings that I have, the last entire GM meeting was focused on cash flow and the issues in crisis that surround it. And I do intend to ask at the next meeting that the GMs communicate in an open but responsible way with their staff about the financial difficulties. But I think Wendy's motion really addresses a PR statement to the public about the restructuring of Pacifica.
It's just a reassurance, you know. Of course it's positive.
Well, I would, since we have two others on the call who I think have proven they have some expertise at fundraising, both Lonnie and Bonnie, besides the fact that their names rhyme and that somehow there's a link there. Lonnie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, do you have any comment on what would be the impact on fundraising to issue, you know, a statement explaining that the foundation is applied for a loan, and et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I think that you can say several things, but how our own people would react to those things is always problematic. You could say that Pacifica is looking at moving toward its 60th anniversary and is moving toward a renewal strategy. And part of that renewal strategy is to get seed money to explore new revenue streams, since we are aware that that raising money on the air is proving difficult in these times, I think, of the economic times. The people will understand that. At the same time, we make them aware of our needs. So that strategy says we make people aware that we are looking to renew and reevaluate our strategy toward our 60th anniversary, given the tough economic times. And part of that strategy is involving raising the money or borrowing the money in the short term toward that goal. So that's the 60th anniversary renewal sort of thing. And that's what we've done. The other one that we've used is remind people what Pacifica has done for them in the past and say that we're looking at new programming initiatives in the future. That is the product that many people are interested in. They want to know what we put on the air. So what we've tended to stress is what our programming plan might be in the future. What are we going to do for our listeners? And, of course, mention the loan and make them understand that that loan, not just responding to financial issues, which it is, but also the truth, which is that it's designed to provide seed money for new programming initiatives. And that's the second way of couching it. 60th anniversary strategy, programming strategy, another thing. You've done one other. But it's true. People will not generally support you if you tell them you're a sinking ship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lonnie, for that perspective. I'm going to put Bonnie a little bit on the spot. Bonnie, do you have any sense? You're a pretty successful fundraiser.
It's really thorny. I agree with Lonnie, although I think you have to realize that when you're talking about people who are on the front line on the air fundraising, that you're dealing with at any one of our stations a large number of people who have varying amounts of information and varying amounts of experience as to how to put the message across. And that, and because we live in such a world where email is not our friend most of the time, at least that's my opinion, it has to be really carefully couched. At the same time, I completely agree with Lonnie, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who else said it first. Maybe it was you, Jack, or Sherry, that coming off as though you're a loser will get us nowhere, because people just, whether it's conscious or unconsciously, nobody wants to be championing a loser as their favorite radio station. But if we're going to come with the message of the great renewal and of the 60th anniversary, we need to give people some prompts as to what that could mean so that it doesn't just sound hollow. I've been kind of going around and around my head about this today, because I do think you're dealing with two separate things. One is what the message to the public is, and what the message to all of the people that are on the various staffs at the radio stations are. And I haven't really come to a conclusion that I'm comfortable with. I would like to hear what people have to say. Maybe we can brainstorm a little bit about this here.
Okay, any other comments? I think we gave this item 5 minutes, which doesn't do it justice.
I was just about to say that 5 minutes are up.
Yeah.
Want to extend for another 5 minutes? But you have to go to your meeting, though, right?
Yeah, I do have to go to a meeting, and I think that this is something that this deserves a much fuller discussion. I don't know where that would take place. Does anyone have an idea how to pick this up at a future moment?
Well, I'm going to continue to pursue it with the PNB and email, you know, try and come up with some good suggestions. And, I mean, of course I wasn't talking about going out and issuing some alarming statement. The whole point is a reassuring statement. And I understand that there's a lot of people that don't need to be reassured. And so it wasn't going to be like that either. I mean, look, you know, well, I'll try and forward some other examples besides the one that my own board did at my job. But the whole point really is just to let people know that we are doing something, that you know, what does this board do? This board has not communicated with the listeners ever since I've been on it. Dan Coughlin wrote a couple of things before, but and Greg used to write stuff, but anyway.
Well, we did get, when we had an ED, we did have a couple of public statements, I think. Not sure.
We also had the ED speaks to all five networks.
Yeah, we had an ED report to the listeners. It was a national carry. Anyway, so Wendy, you keep this going, and I promise to pay attention, and if I can assist somewhere, happy to.
Okay, but I just would ask this, that I get some kind of response to my emails, because I write this stuff and nobody says anything, and I never for a minute heard that the chair and the Bonnie and anybody else thought it might not be a good idea. So
no,
I think
you're getting the wrong impression. I think what the others, what Lonnie and Sherry and Bonnie were saying was, how do you make a public statement that you don't shoot yourself in the foot and hurt your fundraising ability?
That's how
do we communicate to the public what we're doing in terms of the finances, and also maybe try to counteract a little bit of the email madness that, you know, you see these crazy things and people that are tuned into the rumor mill and get a lot of things wrong and a few things right. And how do we sort
right.
of try to send out a clear, positive message that's worthy of the institution?
I know everybody's really busy. I am too. But if we could just try and communicate more, it would be helpful. That's all.
Okay. Okay, great.
Well, still no need to put a negative spin on somebody, Sherry. I don't see the need to put a negative spin on me raising concern about how such a statement would be crafted.
That isn't what I said.
No,
I just
said
that
you didn't know that.
please, wait. We're out of time.
I didn't hear that.
Yes.
Nia. Yes.
I just want to make just one last comment. As a disabled banker with a credit initial, I think that Lonnie and Bonnie, as most people, you're absolutely right. You want to be very careful how you craft this. Because I was a banker, I was a progressive banker. Not all bankers are right wing. And we need, and people do listen to Pacifica. We want to be very careful what we write. So sometimes we don't want to feed into too much of this madness. I mean, I'm not saying that we shouldn't say anything, but it's not a back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We're constantly rebutting something. We say something positive about the foundation in order to protect the reputation of the foundation. But there's no need to go back and forth, back and forth. It does not help when you're looking for a loan.
Okay. Thank you, Nia. Okay, so if we could move on, because this is also important. Priorities for remainder of year. We have 14 minutes for this item.
It's 904.
904 on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
It is. So we have a PNB meeting on scheduled for the 7th that was originally scheduled for the affiliate director's election. I guess we can add some items to that agenda as long as we get it in before 7 days. Is that how it works?
Yeah, well, what has been added also was the report back from the subcommittee on the possibility of retaining some sort of consulting or turnaround firm for the foundation. So that is on the agenda for the 7th.
And also, Sherry, the approval of a formal whistleblower policy for the foundation. A formal whistleblower policy for the foundation.
Right. Okay, that's on the agenda. Okay. So,
Personnel has a load of items, the two job descriptions,
right,
and the CFO evaluation also. That would be closed session. Didn't they say
that the job description was going to be the first item next time?
Yeah, that was true. That's what we agreed to. The ED job description. Yeah, I'm still actually having a little bit of trouble finding the prior job description. The minutes from the meeting where it was approved are just gone, missing. There was a report, there was a compilation of motions that Greg Guma put together covering that time period. That's also gone missing from the website. I can't seem to find a copy anywhere. And I'm talking to former personnel committee people trying to get that ED job description that was the prior job description.
I know that the IED and the ED are considered to be corollary or part of the discussions about what next for Pacifica in terms of the consulting firm. So that's on the agenda also, which is a very full agenda. I plan to have recommendations from the GMs about policy for access to and behavior in the stations on that agenda as well. And if it's coordinated and the policy is ready, I'll send it out the minute it is. It's not. There's one more station that hasn't provided me with something, but I've got some really good policies and procedures to work with on that from four of the five stations.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
because you know, it's been very hard to grapple with this issue, to get started. People love to talk about it, and they get very emotional about the incident at KPFA, but to get anyone to make a concrete proposal, a policy proposal, just seems to never happen.
Right. Well, I thought that given how upset everybody was, and it was a terrible incident, that the general managers, being the people on the ground, would be the best ones to develop a narrative of how people gain access to the stations, what the security is at each station, and then separately a code of conduct for the stations and what the steps would be to enforce that code of conduct. For those of us who were in D.C., for instance, D.C. had a particular type of security for gaining entrance. Houston has a different one because of the historical, including their very recent history with guns being fired at their station. So I'm trying to sort of develop a generic narrative of access to stations and behavior once you're in a station that might apply network-wide.
Yeah, I'm really tempted to digress into this topic, but I think we need to stay.
Okay. I just want that on the agenda for...
Yeah.
Could I make a point?
Sophia, go ahead.
Jakai, while that work is necessary and... the point that Zakai has been making is that there has been no statement or no response to the Nedra, and I can't think of her last name, incident.
Her first name is Nadra.
And that's been on the agenda for a while, and I think that there is a need to address that as well as the prospective measures.
Yeah. Also, the personnel committee has just made initial steps that looking at what could be done. I think we got an opinion from Dan, which I should probably share. I need to share with the PNB on what sort of
steps.
Yeah. But anyway, I guess we have a pretty good sense of what needs to be done by the end of the year, which really, I mean, the year goes on until mid-January. Isn't that correct, Wendy?
Until the new board is seated, which wouldn't be until that January, the last two weekends in January. So, yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, just keep in mind, you guys, we're going to run out of time, and we're going to have to prioritize this stuff. Some of it actually probably could be done. I mean, we're going to have to figure out this interim ED situation first, I think. But anyway, it's going to, this time's going to tick away, and then we're going to go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So just be really aware of it, that's all.
And what's your experience? I think you're the one person besides Mary that's been on the board on this call through a number of, I don't know how many years you've been on. I know you were off 1 year. But when January comes around, I mean, I didn't sense a lot of continuity. I mean, it just seemed like, you know, there were a whole lot of new members.
Right.
And we were just sort of trying to get our bearings. It took quite a while just to get, you know, a sense of that there was any rhythm or we're trying to get the committees organized.
Right. I mean, especially this year because so much of the board turned over. Even then, though, what tends to happen is that people... you spend the first 2 months at least just trying to get the committees going and get their officers and all that stuff, and things do and tend to get lost. It depends, you know, your person who is passionate about one thing leaves, and then all of a sudden, then there's always a new crisis too. So it would just behoove us to try and do this in a really organized way rather than just trying to get our thing approved before the term is over. So anyway, that's all.
Does anyone know of any pending matters coming from, say, the Elections Committee or the Governance Committee or Archives or Affiliate Task Forces? Or?
Yeah, the Election Committee has a meeting scheduled December 1st, and I think from it there will be several things, including a request for proposals to go out to various organizations who do elections, who do vote counting and organizing of elections, along with several other motions that will probably come from the election committee vis-a-vis approaching, you know, hiring election supervisors, because that's going to come up before the next PNB can even take a breath.
Yeah.
So, yes, there are some things coming from elections.
And Bob Lederer is the chair, and he's not on the PNB. Will there be, you know, I mean, we want to make sure that committee has access to the, you know, PNB.
Yeah, I've been on all the calls.
Happened before.
And we just didn't quite come to a conclusion to be able to turn in those when we had a meeting 2 weeks ago, so we're going to... have another meeting December 1st. I'm sorry, I'm going to switch phones right now because that's my phone beeping.
Okay. Nia, how are we doing on time for this?
You have 5 minutes left.
We have 5 minutes.
Jack, Jamie has a question.
Jamie, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm interested in the IED situation. I'm curious if Sherry could detail how tenable, you know, in your mind, you're the one who has to put in this extra time. How tenable is our current arrangement for you?
For the foundation.
I mean, both, I guess. But
yeah, it is. You know, Jamie. I mean, it is. I guess it's. I have mixed feelings about it. I'm in a lot of meetings. I'm over at the national office. Didn't want the GMs and the archives to feel as if nobody was home. And also, because state law imposes this responsibility on the chair of the board in the absence of the ED and the IED. So, and because of this experience, I've been able to have, very intimate professional conversations with this group of people who I have... grown to respect quite a bit. So it is in that sense a positive experience. It is hard, but it's extremely taxing. But in some sense in my mind, I've made an agreement with myself that if it's necessary for me to continue to do this until January, then I will do it to protect the foundation and to protect and encourage these six people, actually, because I add in the archives, because the archives participates, usually Lonnie participates, Dan does. Sometimes I, for programming or whatever, I bring in another consultant. I'm willing to do it. Do I want to do it? No. Will I do it? I'll do it until the situation is resolved. And I think that the impact, I mean, the way that because I'm doing it, it has calmed down the general managers, and it, as I have said, it's led to some very productive conversations and decisions. I'm hoping by, you know, mid-December that we have a network-wide web presence, that the discussions of shared programming continue, and, you know, I think that we can really achieve some very positive things for the network. But so that's all I can say is, I, you know, if I have to keep doing it, I've made peace with myself that I will, because I'll only have to do it until January anyway. But so that is, does that answer you sufficiently?
Yeah, that's helpful. I mean, I wonder, the question is, well, I'm just sort of wondering how much of a priority it is if you can,
for me,
well, no, for, you know, for the rest of the year,
oh,
for us. But if you can handle it, it makes it less of a priority.
Well, I will handle it until my term is up or I drop dead. And either one is fine with me.
Oh, God.
No.
I hope it doesn't come to that.
All right. Well, I hope it doesn't, yeah, too, Jamie, but I'll have my...
Yeah. You're living proof that there's a death urge. Anyway,
I don't think that was on the agenda.
How are we doing on time here?
1 minute.
1 minute. Anyone want to get in with 1 minute?
There's going to be an accident right in front of my eyes. Okay, I move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Okay.
Doesn't require a second. Is there any?
I move to adjourn.
Any objection?
Fine with me.
Hearing none, thank you very much, everybody. This meeting is adjourned.
Bye.
Okay.
Thanks, Otis.
Okay.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, Otis.